Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a particularly great day for me. And this is very personal and very selfish, very individual. I'll tell you why. Because I got my vaccination yesterday, finally. And I had very much wanted to, the first of my two vaccinations, I know, because I got the Pfizer. That means 17 days from now, between 17 and 21 days from now, I'm supposed to get a second vaccination. I hope it is easier to schedule that and to make that happen than it was the first time. There's all kinds of news about big corporations getting involved with trying to help with that, particularly here in the state of Washington. Costco and Microsoft and Amazon are all kicking in. They're going to be using FEMA facilities. There is one focus, it seems to me, above all, that the Biden administration is undertaking in its very first few days that everybody ought to support, which is getting those vaccines out there. This is life-changing and life-giving. It not only protects you from terrible illness and death, and but obviously it also allows normal life, one hopes, kind of to resume. Wouldn't we all like to see that? 1-800-955-1776. The only thing that I learned from my experience in trying to get vaccines is, by the way, I know that because I talk on the radio every day that there's an assumption that, well, you have some kind of inside job you can get. I can't. I wish I did. But it was very, very difficult. It took my wife and my daughter and my assistant and me calling around and hanging on the phone and then reaching places where it said our messages are booked. They had no more room for even leaving further messages. I didn't get returns, and I ended up finally getting an appointment at Seattle University downtown. And it was actually, for those of you who haven't gotten vaccinated yet, let me tell you, it was really well organized. And I don't understand why it is so very, very difficult to get these appointments when obviously everybody is helped the more people who get this vaccine. It's a very, very significant potential turning point for our country. There's also in concerning the masks. One of the big things that President Biden did in his first 17 executive orders was he issued an executive order about a federal mask mandate. Now, it wasn't an attempt to force you to wear a mask at home or to force you to wear a mask on the street in your neighborhood. It's a mask mandate for federal property. However, Peter Ducey of Fox News indicated this morning at the press briefing, actually this is from yesterday, Peter Ducey of Fox News confronted the press secretary, Jen Psaki, about the fact that President Biden and his family were seen not wearing masks on federal property, the Lincoln Memorial, when they were there celebrating America with that 90-minute special that they did on the night after the inauguration. And listen to the exchange as she was asked about why it was he wasn't wearing masks when he expects everybody else to wear masks on federal property. That would be clip 1A.
Why weren't President Biden and all members of the Biden family masked at all times on federal lands last night if he signed an executive order that mandates masks on federal lands at all times?
At the inaugural...
At the Lincoln Memorial, yes.
I think, Steve, he was celebrating an evening of a historic day in our country, and certainly he signed the mask mandate because it's a way to send a message to the American public about the importance of wearing masks, how it can save tens of thousands of lives. We take a number of COVID precautions, as you know here, in terms of testing, social distancing, mask wearing ourselves, as we do every single day, but I don't know that I have more for you on it than that.
Okay, she's obviously trying to dodge and weave. And look, think how much easier it would have been if she said, you know, it's an interesting point you make. I'll have to speak to the president about it. Because obviously she can't say, oh, he made a mistake. I mean, not her second day on the job. You can't say that. It could anger the president. It shouldn't. But she can say, I actually don't. Oh, no, I'll ask him about it. Because the point is, she's not a mind reader. She's not supposed to tell us exactly what is in the mind of Dr. Jill Biden or of President Joe Biden. But the conversation continued. She tried to give some kind of an excuse, even without knowing the president's mind, about why this didn't matter. Listen, this is one
big... But as Joe Biden often talks about, it is not just important the example of power, but the power of our example. Was that a good example for people who are watching who might not pay attention normally?
Well, Steve, I think the power of his example is also the message he sends by signing 25 executive orders, including almost half of them related to COVID. The requirements that we're all under every single day here to ensure we're sending that message to the public. Yesterday was a historic moment in our history. He was inaugurated as President of the United States. He was surrounded by his family. We take a number of precautions, but I think we have bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time.
Okay, isn't that contradictory? If she says that half of his executive orders, and there's 25 of them now, not just 17 on the first day, if half of his executive orders are about COVID-19, then at the moment there is no bigger issue, and I would submit that that's true, there is no bigger issue. I mean, I might mention it on the show here. A close friend of ours and a young man in his early 40s, and that counts as young. That's not in your subject age. Just got out of the hospital having suffered terribly with great pain and all kinds of worries for his family because of COVID-19. And again, she says we have bigger things to worry about. You've got a lot of things to worry about. But good for Peter Ducey in citing what people consider to be one of the more memorable phrases that Biden used in the campaign, and then he used it again in his inaugural address, that we must lead not just with the example of our power, but with the power of our example. And that's good. Good, fine. Terrific. Meanwhile, what about the idea that basically there's a new sheriff in town now? Dr. Fauci was giving a press conference this morning, and he agreed. They asked him, do you feel liberated now with a different leadership? And he indicated he did. But they also, with the leading questions they provided Dr. Fauci, they clearly wanted him to state that Biden's terrific and we love to see the changes here, but Trump was a disaster on this. And Dr. Fauci, I think much to his credit, basically refused to go there. He was trying at least to play it more up the middle. We'll give you a taste of that. We'll also be speaking to Todd Myers, who's a science director of the Washington Policy Center. And they might have some explanation for me about why was it so difficult for me to get a vaccine? Why did I have to reach out for it for days after the governor said, hey, you're in the age group, now you should be able to get it? We will get to that and to more coming up on the Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. You pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Michael Medved Show, just to remind you of a special offer going on at Medved History Store. It's an offer for my most recent book, signed copy, hardcover, first edition, a collectible, if you will. And it comes together, packaged together, with the audio book for my book, God's Hand on America. And that argument had never been more relevant than right now. What is God trying to do with the coronavirus and all of the political upset and the fractionalization that we've had here in the United States? Those are questions people ask about all the time. This provides you at least some background for addressing those questions. The book comes together packaged with MP3 player, with the me reading the entire book, or you can get it on download together with the hardcover copy. And all of that at a very substantial discount. It's a wonderful opportunity. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. That's MedvedHistoryStore.com. Also, when you sign up as a MedHead member, you then have the opportunity to download anything from the History Store, any of our specific history programs about the presidency and about more, and you get all of that at one half price. It's a great deal. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com. Speaking of history, it's possible that the Senate will make history coming up and starting Monday, when that's when Nancy Pelosi is supposed to send over to Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, each of whom command 50 votes in the U.S. Senate. The effort to not only impeach and convict President Trump, they can't remove him from office because he's already no longer in office, but they could try to disqualify him from ever holding office again. That's provided in the Constitution. Alan Dershowitz has a powerful piece, and it makes some of the same points he was making on our show. His piece appeared yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, and it argues that what the Senate should do is, as soon as they get this impeachment, and this could probably be done if there was a little bit of support from people who believe that President Trump is guilty. I think he's guilty, frankly, of inciting an insurrection. I think he did that. But the question is, does it make sense under the Constitution to try to convict and impeach somebody who's already left office? Alan Dershowitz says no, and the Senate can save itself a huge waste of time and a hugely divisive fight if they simply say, we lack jurisdiction here. This is not provided for in the Constitution. Now he goes down on record as having been impeached by the House, only person been impeached by the House twice, and he's neither, if you just dismiss the case because of a lack of jurisdiction, that means he's neither acquitted nor found guilty. Lindsey Graham spoke today about how to deal with this, and he might have hinted at the same sort of strategy. This is Senator Graham on Fox News.
Senator McConnell basically told the Republican conference exactly what you just said. He was offended by the process in the House. It was basically an anger reaction. It was a taking the process and throwing it over, getting a result, damn the process. That's not going to happen in the United States Senate. I think more and more Republicans, I'll be surprised if we don't have near a unanimous belief that impeaching a president after they leave office is unconstitutional on the Republican side. And I think we'll pick up at least one Democrat, maybe more. So tonight I want to tell your viewers that people listen to your program. The Senator McConnell's come up with a plan that I think is good for the country, good for the Senate, fair to the president. The president has a very good legal team, a great legal team, and we're going to fight like hell to make sure that the second impeachment of Donald Trump ends as quickly as possible, either dismissed or with an overwhelming vote for acquittal.
Okay, he referred to the president's legal team. The reason he's so enthusiastic about it is the lawyer, Butch Bowers, that the president has appointed to represent him in this impeachment fight. That lawyer is actually a South Carolinian and was recommended and connected with President Trump by Lindsey Graham. All of this, it seems to me, goes to some of the wisdom in that came across in a tweet just an hour ago by Andrew Sullivan. And Andrew said, I want Biden to succeed. I voted for him. I want Republicans to moderate. I want to lower the temperature. But none of that can or will happen if President Biden fuels the culture war this aggressively, this crudely, and this soon. What is he talking about? He's talking about all kinds of fights that shouldn't be the first focus. I think that part of what Jason Riley writes about in the Wall Street Journal is a caution toward President Biden about repeating some of the mistakes that President Obama made in the first year of his administration. In other words, there are a number of areas, I mean, and some of them very pressing. He's right, of course, President Biden is right to focus on COVID and getting the vaccines out there and helping the U.S. economy recover. He's probably right in doing a more vigorous, though not quite as expensive as he would like, rescue package. But the problem for Obama is he rushed right ahead, directly ahead, into a stimulus program that was basically only one side. It was not bipartisan at all. It had virtually no Republican support. And that kind of stimulus program, if that's repeated with no Republican support, no Republican input, no Republican priorities, then that is not unifying, and it's not going to be as effective as it should be in trying to bring the entire country back. And the relief for everybody, not just for Democratic interest groups. The other mistake Obama made, and Jason Riley makes this point, was the mistake of concentrating on Obamacare, which was sweeping change early in his administration. There's something to be said to doing the necessary stuff for COVID, but then some of the easy stuff. People have talked for years. We were all waiting for infrastructure week from the Trump administration. Remember that? An infrastructure program would be something that could be genuinely nonpartisan and could work for the Biden administration. But at this point, to be talking about a national legislation on abortion, to be talking about culture war issues, oh, like protection for the transgendered, and to be rushing immediately, directly, into very sweeping immigration reform. I think the immigration reform needs to happen. But please, Mr. President, some Republican input. Washington Policy Center coming up.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the articles of impeachment against former President Trump will arrive soon.
I've spoken to Speaker Pelosi, who informed me that the articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
The New York Democrat also saying the former president will receive a fair and full trial in the Senate, but he did not say when it will start. The United States saw a slight drop in the number of daily deaths from the coronavirus on Thursday. The COVID tracking The COVID tracking project saying just over 3,800 people died from coronavirus, down from just over 4,000 the day before. The confirmation parade continues for President Joe Biden, Lloyd Austin becoming the first black defense secretary, the Senate confirming the retired Army general in a 93-2 vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a real pleasure to welcome back to this broadcast Todd Meyer of the Washington Policy Center. He is the director of science research and science issues, and of course they are much on the mind of everybody right now. One of those issues involving the Democrats' transportation proposal today that would increase gas taxes in the state of Washington, hold on for a second, by a total of 31.3% per gallon, 18 cents per gallon a gas tax, and then 13.3% a gallon CO2 tax. Todd, are they serious about this?
They're serious, and the 31.3 cents a gallon that you just quoted, it actually is the starting point. It would go up every year after that, so it would go up pretty quickly to almost 40 cents a gallon in the next few years. There's also another proposal called the Low Carbon Fuel Standard, which they may also add, which in California, or which in California and Oregon, will increase gas prices by about 10 to 12 cents a gallon when it's fully implemented. So we're talking about massive increases in the price of gasoline.
Okay, for all those people out there who are kind of like me, who will drive a few extra miles to save a few cents a gallon on a tank of gas, what's the justification for doing this right now, other than that they can?
I think that they can is a big one, but they say that we need a tax on CO2 to fight climate change. But in Washington State, we have something unique, and I know other states have this, where gas taxes are dedicated to roads, maintaining roads, building roads. Whereas a CO2 tax just goes into the general fund and they can use it for whatever they want. So part of the incentive has nothing to do with climate change. It has to do with government getting more taxes so that they can spend it the way they want.
Is part of this because they're earning less in tax money because people are driving less because of the lockdowns and the pandemic?
If it was just that, you might see a much, much smaller increase in gasoline. You would not see a 31 cent a gallon gas tax increase. So it is, that may be an excuse they are using, but it is much larger than would be justified by something like that.
Okay, if you want to get active on some of this, those of you who are listening to me right now, you can go to our website and then go. We'll link you directly to the Washington Policy Center because they're trying to keep an eye on this and trying to protect the people of the state of Washington. And speaking about protecting the people in the state of Washington, I did my own bit to get myself protected. I got the first of my two vaccines, anti-COVID vaccines, yesterday. Why has it taken so long to get a vaccine program up and running in our state? Especially they announced today that there's all this new support from Microsoft and Costco and from Amazon and local businesses. What exactly is the problem here, Todd?
Well, congratulations. That's great that you got that. I'm way down the list, but I look forward to getting it. The problem is, has been state logistics. So people have blamed the Trump administration. But for instance, Washington State, we have only delivered between 30% and 40% of the vaccines that are currently on hand. So there is a large stockpile that is simply sitting and waiting, that hasn't been delivered. It's not that the state is waiting on the federal government. And there have been a number of different blunders. Most recently, they had a system to track the vaccines that everyone who delivered it could use in software. But the state was so delayed in getting the software, they didn't get it until January 15th, and people who were administering it had to figure it out for themselves. At every step of the process, the state has been far behind. And it wasn't like we didn't know that this was coming. We knew the vaccine was coming for some time, but they just simply weren't prepared. And so when you look at national rankings of states, Washington State is consistently in the bottom 10, both in terms of the percentages of vaccines that they have delivered and the total percentage of the population that has received their first dose. So there is no other way to say it than incompetence, but it's a consistent pattern that we've seen in Washington State in dealing with COVID.
And I would imagine that most of those states that are at the bottom are states where the population isn't as concentrated as it is here. The fact that our state population is so intensely concentrated in the Seattle area, that should make it easier to get the vaccines out to people, shouldn't it?
It should, but the fact that Washington State, like I said, is in the bottom 10 in the country, you get a wide range of states. You get some states like South Dakota and West Virginia that are far ahead of us, but you also get some larger states where they do have concentrated populations. So this isn't a matter of, you know, sort of a pattern of, well, these states do well and these kind of states do poorly. It is simply that Washington State's administration has been very poor. They were poor in testing early on. They were poor in contact tracing when we had the most recent outbreak and taking the steps to track it and make sure that it didn't spread more widely. And they have been poor in vaccine delivery. So this is a pattern for Washington State.
I was asked recently by USA Today about what President Biden should do on COVID first. And my point was to try to disentangle the pandemic from politics and not make this a political football one way or another. The Inslee administration here in the state of Washington, what could they do to disentangle the entire handling of the ongoing COVID crisis from politics?
Well, I think bringing in Amazon, Microsoft, Starbucks, and other folks who have very good logistics is a really positive step because they find a way around the bureaucracy and just to get things done. I think that Washington State also made a huge mistake last year. Washington State was one of the few states that didn't have a special session. And while the governor has ruled single-handedly on a lot of regulations, he couldn't increase funding. This is like a war, right? I mean, this is a serious medical situation. People are dying. And yet Washington State did not spend the money it had. We have a fairly large reserve account. We could have used that to increase staffing for delivery. And the decision of the governor not to do that, I think, was really catastrophic. And why you're seeing this consistent pattern of failure is because we haven't put the resources and taken it seriously. Going forward, I think we should do that. And bringing those private sector companies in, I think, will help.
Let us hope that you are entirely correct. There's also, you just posted about a state agency that's hiding some data concerning energy strategy. Speak about that for just a moment.
Yeah, so the Department of Commerce released its 30-year energy strategy. Predicting anything 30 years in the future, I think, is ridiculous. In the last decade, we've seen, you know, the Great Recession and COVID. But they hid data showing the cost of that energy strategy because they want a talking point that says that their energy strategy will reduce costs. But what they didn't release was the data behind it, despite the fact that I asked for it repeatedly. And finally, they promised to get it to me repeatedly. And ultimately what they did is they released the report without giving me the data because they wanted to be able to say at a press conference that it would reduce costs, even though they weren't willing to show how they came to that conclusion. And it's just another example of putting politics ahead of science and data that's really frustrating in the way we make our public policy on energy and the environment.
Well, Todd Myers, thank you for your work on all of this, on keeping feet to the fire of some of our, quote, science bureaucrats and public policy wonks in Olympia, Washington. For more information about the great work that Todd does and the rest of the Washington Policy Center, a link at our website at michaelmedved.com. This is a great and necessary conservative counterbalance, even here in the very blue Northwest. We will be right back.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVed.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, trying to impeach or at least remove the impeachers. Well, that's an issue involving not Democrats in Congress, but a lone Republican representative who's already made herself something of a cause célèbre. Marjorie Taylor Greene is best known, a new congresswoman from Georgia, very conservative Republican, very strong supporter of President Trump. She's best known because she's an open supporter of QAnon. She believes the QAnon conspiracy is true. Now, I don't know. There's a report today that there are numerous QAnon supporters on the Internet, where, of course, that movement is very strong, who are beginning to question the plan. The slogan QAnon uses is trust the plan. The plan was the plan that President Trump was going to win the election, and right after winning the election, he was going to do the storm, which would have been to imprison and execute some of these child trafficking, cannibalistic, blood-drinking Satanists who control the world, like Hillary Clinton, allegedly, and Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and the rest of these miscreants. But in any event, she also has begun to fulfill her promise. She just introduced articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. And she says she's going to fight her entire first 2-year term trying to impeach Joe Biden. Okay, now there are calls that she be removed from Congress. Why? 2 years before she was elected to Congress, she hopped on Facebook to respond positively, and when you put in a comment and you send it off to your followers with the term exactly, exclamation point, that's approving. The posting that she was responding to was a claim that the Parkland, Florida school shooting was staged. This, instead of rejecting the false claim surrounding the mass shooting that killed 17 people, Green enthusiastically agreed with the conspiracy theory. Of course, this is like what got Alex Jones into trouble, and he's actually lost lawsuits about this, is his claim that the Newtown Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was staged, that it was a fake, and that those parents didn't really lose their 26 kids. It's simply wrong. Now, do I think that Marjorie Taylor Greene deserves every kind of contempt? Yes, I do. I think it's good news that there are apparently potential primary challengers to her in a very Republican district, and that's a good thing. And a number of groups say these comments about the Parkland shooting, along with a number of other instances of Green questioning school shootings, whether they actually happened, sparked outrage among survivors and family members of those killed in two of the country's deadliest mass shootings. By yesterday, several advocacy groups, including March for Our Lives, Parkland, Moms Demand Action, and Every Town for Gun Safety, called for Green to either resign from the House of Representatives or somehow to be pushed out. Now, she won't resign, and she can't really be pushed out over this. You simply cannot, even though this is loathsome and it's despicable to endorse this kind of crap, which is deeply, deeply wounding, of course, to the parents who lost loved ones in those crises. For something that she did before she was elected to Congress, I don't even know if that gets taken up by the Ethics Committee. The one thing to do about Marjorie Taylor Greene is to make sure she doesn't return to Congress and doesn't become a fixture. And speaking of people who don't belong in Congress, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, by the way, sooner or later, she's going to either challenge Chuck Schumer for the Senate, as many people have been talking about for this coming year, 2022, or she's going to go on to a media career where she's apparently had all kinds of attractive offers. But listen to what she said about why she didn't attend the inauguration of President Biden. You would think she's certainly invited plenty of members of Congress there, but she didn't come. And why not? Listen to her answer. It's clip four.
This was supposed to be a show of force and unity, and you weren't there. Explain it.
Yeah, you know, I think we also had very real security concerns as well, as you mentioned earlier. We still don't yet feel safe around other members of Congress.
How many
and,
are we?
I think a very considerable amount. A lot of members do
you
not.
You really think that colleagues of yours in Congress may do you dirty?
Yeah, well, one just tried to bring a gun on the floor of the House today. I believe it was Representative Andy Harris of Maryland. He tried to bring in a gun onto the House floor. For individuals who don't know, guns are not allowed in the District of Columbia, and certainly the House floor is there are separate House rules that prohibit the bringing in of firearms. Now, these are rules that date back to the Civil War, and these are individuals that are trying to sneak firearms either illegally or in direct violation of House rules. Why does a member of Congress need to sneak a gun onto the House floor?
Okay, as I understand it, and I don't know directly, but I know that Congressman Andy Harris from Maryland has said that it was an accident, that he was not attempting to sneak through the metal detector. This is Lauren Boebert, the new congresswoman from Colorado, has had this entire issue of refusing to go through the metal detector, just on the principle of the thing, to go on the floor of Congress, which, again, I think is profoundly foolish. But honestly, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez believes that a member of Congress elected by her peers is going to try to shoot her on the House floor? Is that what she's saying? And what does that have to do with the inauguration? My understanding was they were extremely careful, about anyone getting near the new president or all of the dignitaries or all of the former presidents, all of the folks who were up there. And the idea that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez feels so frightened by her colleagues. This is one of those things that for all the pleasant talk from President Biden, which I think was much needed and it was appropriate, about people coming together, maybe you ought to sit down with AOC, who's a member of his own party, who ultimately supported him for the presidency. But maybe you ought to sit down with AOC and say, wait a minute. If you are afraid of physical violence from a colleague of yours in the House of Representatives, and she talks about the rules about not bringing weapons on the floor in the Civil War, well, that's because there was a very famous incident of Senator Charles Sumner of Massachusetts being beaten almost to death while he was sitting at his desk on the Senate floor by a member of the House who felt that Sumner had insulted his uncle in a speech that he gave on the Senate floor. I don't think anyone is going to try to beat AOC to death or anyone on either side. Meanwhile, boy, nearly 200 members of the National Guard deployed to Washington. This is breaking news. In the days leading up to Wednesday's presidential inauguration, have tested positive for the novel coronavirus, and some officials fear cramped rest and working quarters contributed to the spread, defense officials said. And look, this is a terrible thing, and it's a terrible thing, the photographs of National Guard people sleeping on the floor. And yes, it's very nice that Dr. Jill Biden, the first lady of the land, brought them cookies, but it's really utterly necessary if we're going to make progress on COVID itself that people who come to the nation's capital to protect our president and others really should be kept safe from infection, wouldn't you think? In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.